Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on the 21st of March. March is rolling out. You know what? Comes in like a lamb and goes out like a lion, it appears, in March. Or maybe it just came in like a lion and has been standing here whipping up on us.
You're talking about the weather?
Oh, yeah.
The month of March.
Yeah. Hey, look, our phone numbers here are 530-605-4567 and... our chat room is already open, and Indie Guy is in there already.
Good morning, Indie Guy.
Hey, good morning, Indie Guy. And, of course, joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Hey, Bad Bob, how are you this morning?
Doing well.
Are you pumped up?
Watching the river near where I live.
Well, you know what? As long as you can watch it near where you live as opposed to watching it in your living room. I've done that before, by the way.
Yeah.
I've watched the water outside fill up my house.
Me too.
Yeah. And speaking of me too. Speaking of me, too, and me first, and the one and only, it's Linda.
I don't know how to take that on Monday morning, me first. Well, you know, I always as promised, we try to give you what has transpired on this day in history. And today is a very patriotic day for a song. A very special song will always ring true and true. And here we go.
From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, wide with gold.
That's right. On this day, God Bless America, written by Irving Berlin back in 1918 as a tribute by a successful immigrant to his adopted country, was recorded by Kate Smith for Victor Records on this day in 1939. So it took a while for that song to really become famous. Of course, it is one of our number one patriotic songs in the world. Miss Smith first introduced the song on her Thursday, November 10th, 1938 radio show, aired live the day before Armistice Day. God Bless America was a fitting tribute to its composer, who gave all royalties from the very popular and emotional song to the Boy Scouts. Do you love it?
I love it. The day before Armistice Day, which is now Veterans Day. And you know what? That was the year that Bad Bob was born. So,
I do have to say it was such an honor and a privilege to be out there for the dedication.
Well, good. Did you have a good time out there?
It was great. I was humbled.
We were talking about the dedication of the Memorial Chapel. It is the added Veterans Cemetery in Igo. It was at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday. It was raining. It was outside. And there must have been, 300 or 400 people who stood in the rain, some under tents, under umbrellas. People were, I guess, if the mindset, again, that if those who came before us to save our country, to fight for our country, could be in the cold and in the rain, we can be here in this moment, and the chapel is absolutely beautiful. It is such...
it is such a great, great work, and there's so many people that have done, that have helped. Of course, Senator Maurice Johannesson, it was his brainchild, his baby, he and Marianne, who have worked so hard to do this, but it was also, you know, Kent Dagg and the Builders Exchange, and so many people that helped out there, that helped build this, that helped put it together, and then on Saturday at 11 o'clock, in the rain, just like Linda said, and as Bob said, what a touching.
Bob and Brenda were out there
You were doing all the filming, right?
It started out just as a little thing that we wanted to do that we were hired to do, but I think we're going to make an effort to make it something a little bit bigger and pay tribute to the people who both we are honoring and who put all their efforts together for this amazing event.
It'd be a great program to run on KIXE. I mean, a great community program to run.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to...
I just wanted to finish up on this was that Fred Salante also had the Missing in America project, and they paid honors to 25 veterans who had never had honors paid to them. And this, of course, is what Missing in America Project does. And here it is, a perfect example of what that chapel can do horrible day out there, rain blowing. And let me tell you, a lot of dignitaries were out there. And I have, you know what, here's a true courage out there. People taking their coats off, men taking their coats off and giving them to women because nobody really expected to have the weather hit like that and to be outside
some
during the rain. They thought they were going to, you know, it was going to be an inside thing. But the bottom line is that then everybody was inside that chapel, which is beautiful. You need to go out there and look at it, for paying their respects to those 25 fallen warriors.
Well, that's what we were starting to say. The addition to that is, if you want to see what can happen when everybody comes together, you put any kind of hard feelings aside, because for the common goal, and the common goal happened in a year. I'm telling you that if you go into the chapel, the memorial chapel, look at the beautiful stonework, the pews, the stained glass, the arched ceilings, everything that you see in that chapel. I mean, it's not like you went off and hired somebody to do it. A lot of people gave of the materials, of course, maybe even they gave their materials, but the blood, sweat, and tears went into building that chapel, and it's a glorious thing. It really is a celebration, and we need to celebrate what we can do together as a for this great North State project. And I'm just, and that blows me away.
I think the next thing we ought to really take a look at is the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. But we got to take a break right now. We're way over, but we've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today, including we've started another fight in the Middle East. What's going to become of that? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460, you're listening to KCNR 1460. It's great to be back after the storm yesterday. And boy, we have a lot of shout out and thanks because, you know, if it hadn't been for Cal Fire to get out there with those.
Well, what happened is yesterday we were off the air for like 8 hours. And when we were off the air for 8 hours, it was because a tree had fallen, and the REU guys came out, the power line guys came out and cut the tree off the power line and then reinstalled the power lines.
Well, I know the Cal Fire said that they got about 20 calls yesterday. And, you know, of course, we were like, why are we? It's one thing to, you know, maybe have a moment, like a second. Sometimes there's a glitch in the computer and things happen. But this was a major thing to have the tree fall in the line. Okay, we were being streamed. Things were happening inside the studio. It was just that the tree had fallen on the transmitter. So without the help
of the power guys from the REU.
Exactly.
And they came out, you know, and they were busy all day long. All day long trying to take that stuff down.
We take this stuff so for granted now. You flip the switch, the light comes on, but not so long ago, it was much more of an iffy proposition. So we've gotten spoiled.
So we need to do our shout-outs there. Today we're going to have scattered showers with throughout the day. 54 degrees is our high. Tonight it's going to be around 39. Thursday, more showers. Tomorrow is going to look like about a high of 54, so we're staying across the board there. And then Tuesday night, low of 42. We've just got rain all week long, and there is a weather warming. Stormy weather continues tonight, including moderate to heavy snow in the mountains and foothills. Rain, showers, and breezy winds are possible in the valley, diminishing in intensity overnight. Now, there is an unsettled weather pattern that is continuing through much of the week as additional storm systems move across Northern California. Another powerful and wet Pacific storm will dig off the coast late Tuesday and Wednesday.
Linda, are you saying it's going to be like this the rest of the week? I think I'm going to go
lay in a sun booth someplace because I need some D on my body. But we were called yesterday by some very good friends, and of course we were tempted to really go hang out with them. They live on the river, but they're way up on the riverbanks, and evidently they said, come by and have a cocktail and see, you know, how far up the river is running through our backyard. Well, we were basically on call because of the station and waiting to see, you know, when the tree was going to be lifted, you know, so shout out, woohoo. But they said that's the first time in 6 years
that the water's gotten up
that high. So, yeah,
I don't know, Bob, how much are they letting out? I know that they were at the point right now, it was like 17 feet from the top.
Yeah, but, I was going to, as a matter of fact, pull up the website and look at the release, because there's a release from Shasta, then there's a release from Keswick, and they have to stay far enough ahead of that where they don't lose control. So I'll look up those numbers in a few minutes.
Okay, now, let's talk about some really big action that happened Friday night. I wasn't there, but I've been hearing about it ever since from people that have been there.
Okay.
And here it is.
You might think, okay, tongue-in-cheek, Richard Simmons, I think even those people who thought, oh, my wife is dragging me along, or, you know, Shasta Regional Medical Center put this, you know, I have to do a huge shout-out because the place was packed. I get to do a little meet and greet beforehand, and Richard Simmons walks in. I swear he still has the dolphin shorts on. He had a purple sequin tank top on. He loved and kissed on every single person, took pictures with everybody. Then he went down in the audience. He had several people who had exercise testimonials of how, you know, like one, for instance, was a relief fire department, and the gals there said they only had an 18-inch television set, and all they could watch were Richard Simmons videos, but this is how they all exercised together. And he went throughout the entire Cascade Theater. Downstairs, he went upstairs. When does that ever happen? He went. It was 30 minutes late, so he could just touch everybody, greet everybody. Okay, so there's the beginning. Then he had different groups of kids on stage. He went through 4 through, I think, 13, 4 through 20, and then he had the 20 to 30, then he had the 30 through 60, and there were 300 people up on stage, folks, at the Cascade, and they were all dancing. I mean, he did a whole number, you know, like one number, and then would do a routine if people followed him. And then he had a 92-year-old woman up on stage, and that was really great. She had, this 92-year-old woman had 8 children and 56 grandchildren.
That's one way of staying in shape.
He said, what would be your secret? And she said, stubbornness. But it was really, truly a fun, at one time he told everybody, put the microphone down and said, all right, you up in the lobby, you're not doing nothing, a damn thing, is what he said. He was really funny, and he kind of reminded me of, old school humor that might not be so politically correct today. And I was just, yay, that's so cool. So we had every single person in the Cascade on their feet. I turned around, I was up in the balcony. Every person was on their feet. And I just think that was a great testimony to somebody who can motivate you. It was fun. I never stopped
everybody
smiling.
Everybody had a good time. That's great.
That was great.
A little shout out for somebody?
Yeah, I want to do a shout out to Pam and Rick Hill. Bethany and Josh had Olivia May, 7 pounds, 19.5 inches long, and over the weekend, and they're the proud grandparents. And
their first grandchild.
I'm so excited.
Big shout out, and Bethany's on your show.
Yeah, Bethany does Product of the Week on Thursdays, but you know, of course, she's not been on lately because you know she's been
huge. She's been huge with child, and now
congratulations.
The baby's feet will not touch the floor until it's like 5 years old because of grandma.
And this something that attests to our modern world is that they have a website, Olivia/May.com, and that's how we can get updates.
I don't know how the baby can type this early.
The daddy.
I'm not sure.
Josh
somebody,
is blogging.
You think somebody else is doing it? Okay.
Great.
All right, hey, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. Let me see what we have to do to catch up. We've got high winds. We talked about that. We talked about the vet center. We talked about Richard Simmons. We talked about, Olivia. Colin Bob, Free Fire Radio. NR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. There we go. It's 42 degrees. It's kind of rainy. It's going to be clearing up. It's March the 21st. We're quickly getting to April. You know what? It's 42 degrees. It's supposed to be like 10 degrees warmer today. The last comment about Richard Simmons is, you know, it's funny. He held up a sign. Where's John Dixon? I don't understand that, but he had that sign up there like that. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Libya in the last few minutes there. I have some questions. You know, last week I wrote a blog about it, and I was putting it together, and I was, you know, I was actually saying to Obama, you know what? You're doing the right thing. Let's stay out of this thing. UN came in and said, oh, no, we need a no-fly zone. So what happens after Europe rolls into it, then Obama, you know, jumps on the horse? We hit them with cruise missiles and airstrikes over the weekend. Now, here's just some questions I have. What's the mission? What's our mission there? Is it to protect civilians, and is it to put up a no-fly zone? So when we talked about this last week, a no-fly zone means you attack targets on the ground. You go after the air defenses. You go after the command and control centers. You have to. But when you go after them, there's something called collateral damage, you know, that people have screamed about in the past. Collateral damage means you kill civilians. Sorry, that's it. It's war. You go after it. Who's the opposition? Because we're obviously flying these things to protect the opposition. So who is the opposition? I mean, are they Thomas Jefferson of that ilk? Or are they an Ayatollah that wants to take it? And they say that they're doctors and lawyers and, oh gosh, these are the people they want. They want freedom and democracy for Libya. Good. We've taken sides. I hope we've picked the right side here. And, you know, then we talk about if we're not going after Gaddafi, but yet we're hitting his residential compound. Oh, there's a command and control center there, and if he gets hit, we're sorry, but that's not who we're going after. And here's the thing. Will we be using our air power? When I say our air power, the UN's, but, you know, it's ours right now. We want to hand it off to the Brits and the French. By the way, the French and the Brits, of course, were the ones leading this. We're leading, you know, getting involved in this. The French, because Sikorsky there says, hey, look, we've been cozying up too long to dictators, and it's time that this something should be done. You know, the Brits are in there saying that, you know, there's this turmoil in the Middle East. People want freedom, and we've got to help there. We've got to help in their search for freedom. Okay, but are we taking sides on this? In other words, are we going to start hitting their army, their armor, and their artillery? Because just with that, he can still pound the rebels into submission without air. Air helps. But when you have all the big guns, which the rebels don't, he can still use that. Does that mean we're going to get into it that way? And how much more are we going to pay into this Middle East? We happen to be in two wars right now. We happen to be in Afghanistan and Iraq. And guess what? People are still getting killed in Iraq. We're still spending billions in Iraq. And in Afghanistan, we're losing troops there all the time. So where are we there? And I guess my last question is, does Gaddafi, is he going to strike back? What kind of ability does he have to reestablish terror links and to come after us? These are all questions that people are asking. And, okay, yeah, you know, you want to help it, but now that we've chosen sides, we know who the other side is. And here's the last one. The last question is, where's the president? Oh, he's in Brazil. There's just something about that when you send people into harm's way at the same time you head off to Brazil that I have a little problem with that. But maybe that's just me. And I guess the last thing we should say is, if we're in there to destroy Gaddafi, then let's just say so. To take down his regime, let's just say so, and then go after it. But to use for this, oh, we're just here to protect civilians, and to put up a no-fly zone is just a cover. So, just some thoughts on Libya. I'd just like to see what we're supposed to do, how long we're supposed to be there, and is there an end to this, just like anything else we've gotten ourselves into? Hey, when we come back, happy times. We're going to be talking about Home and Garden Show. And some of my brother's cookies.
Oh, boy. Jeff Eckelberger from the famous cookie jar, which is right next to Happy Tales. We love it. Gosh, brought us a box of cookies. And, you know, of course, Spring Home and a Garden Expo is coming up. And what are we doing? We have so many things to be grateful for right here in our backyard. Electricity. I mean, Angel weighed in. Electricity, coffee, and thank God. This is Carlin Linovada on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. We'll be back after these messages. Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. You are listening to Carlin Linovada here on Free Fire Radio. As promised, we're going to talk to you about what's coming up this weekend and one of our favorite things to do. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress. You know, Monday through Friday, and it's a great day to do that, is breakfast specials, Monday through Friday only. You know, for $3.99, you get a plate of ham and eggs served by a very, very friendly server. Great food, great value, and it's a local business. That's right, Lumberjacks, a local business owned by our neighbors here in town. Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress. They have all types of great deals and great meals. Go down there and visit them. 501 East Cypress.
Hey, John, I love Richard Simmons. It was a tremendous night. You guys really missed out. But anyway, today, scattered showers with a high of 54. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We'll be talking about the music series in a moment. But right now, we're talking about the Home and Garden Expo. It's the Spring Home and Garden Expo. We are just, is everybody singing spring?
We're trying.
We need spring so badly, and so in our spirit, it's there. We just need to bring the weather along. And with us this morning is Jeff Eckelberger. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
We need to get a little more volume on you.
Good.
Get in there.
All right.
All right. I'm going to be like Richard Simmons. Get in there, honey.
Yeah.
Just get in there right now. Okay.
All weekend was like this, Jeff, by the way. Let's go.
Ready? One, two.
So the Spring Home and Garden Expo, March 25th through 27th. It's at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. And before we give away passes, because we know we're going to just tease you guys all week, you're going to get these passes. Plus, Jeff is the cookie jar guy.
Yes, that's correct.
Founder and creator of...
of the cookie jar.
Yes.
Of course, I don't know if everyone's tried our new lemon cookie. It's brand new. It's probably in the box over there, but very good.
Brought in a dozen fabulous cookies.
Let me tell you how good these cookies
okay,
are.
Okay, well, so we love the cookie jar. Not only, and I can gush over this because I've been in there. This is where I go get that special, God, what do I get somebody who has everything, or the perfect hostess gift. So, you know, they've got a wonderful gift shop, plus the cookies are really to die for, and they can wrap and do the whole one-stop shop thing. And it's right next to Happy Tales, where we go get our dog food, and it's right there with next to the Boot Factory, so you know where it is, right off of Hartnell.
Correct.
So let's talk about the Garden Expo. What's your involvement with this?
Well, we're the promoters, so we are the person that goes out, sells all the booth space. We are here year-round, so not only does the Home and Garden Expo support Shasta County. We're here, we spend our money local. Not all shows that come to Reading are local. So this is your good way of getting out there, making sure that our money stays in Shasta County by supporting local vendors.
Well,
you're on a locally owned radio station right here.
Yeah,
we back our local businesses so much, you know. And so we're strongly behind this too.
Shop local, stay local.
Yes.
Well, Jeff, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I certainly am. Tell us a little, give our listeners a little bit about your history. What brought you to Reading? Maybe you grew up here.
Born and raised right here in Reading.
Great. So this is a good insight that we need to see about the spirit behind you bringing, because we know putting something like this on is a huge, it's like a wedding every year.
Yes. And we do it two times a year.
So two times a year. But this is the spring. So what can we anticipate this weekend?
What you're going to find is you're going to find everything for outdoors. So like Orchard Supply Hardware, Axner's Excavating, they do a huge landscape design inside. Anything you can think of for the outdoors, indoors, it's all going to be there.
Outdoors and indoors. So we're looking at, of course, gardening,
plumbing,
furniture, hot tubs.
We have Palmer's Furniture has been in for quite some time, so they're in hot tubs. We have Burton Spas is going to be there.
Clyde's Enterprises.
Roll
through here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you got a lot of things going on too.
We do
Elvis tribute.
That is, I don't know if you know Clyde's from Clyde Entertainment. Susie. She's bringing in the Hotorama preview, so if you want to look at some old cars, and then they're going to have an Elvis tribute there.
Okay, now what night, or is that every day?
That's just going to be Saturday 1 to 3.
Okay, Saturday 1 to 3 at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Correct.
Families are looking for things to do, and I will tell you right now that Jeff has graciously brought in every day. We are going to be giving away two passes with a gift certificate for $7, which will, the cookie jar, you don't want to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, 605-4567, first caller is going to get two passes for the Spring and Garden Expo, which is the 25th. That's this weekend, folks.
That's correct.
Shasta District Fairgrounds. This is happening starting Friday, from 1 to 6, Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from 10 to 5. So this will get you in. Free passes, of course, with a gift certificate to the cookie jar. So the caller, congratulations, you can pick your tickets and your pass is up at the front.
Okay, now we're going to be taking a break in a couple minutes here, but on Friday, seniors will receive a free gift.
Yeah, we do a lot of like gardening gloves. We have cookbooks, just something to give our seniors a little bit of extra so that they come down on Friday before the weekend. So it's kind of
well,
nice.
You know what? I think it's clearing for this weekend, too. From what it looks like on the weather, it looks like it's clearing up a little bit. So
it looks like
great.
Saturday and Sunday will be a great day.
Okay.
All right. So final thoughts. What do you, Janet, congratulations. You won the tickets. We'll bring you around to the other side. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Perfect. We're going to talk a little bit more about the seniors and some other highlights that are happening at the Garden Expo.
Perfect.
We're going to take a break here. This is KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:44 in the morning. March the 21st. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and we are chatting in there. You know, just because we're chatting doesn't mean you can't pick up the phone. You guys have got a little bit lazy on
I like
this here.
No, I like the fact. Well, that's okay, but the chatters, you guys are alive and well.
That's it. The chat pack is back. Hey. Our
coffee's
guest today.
Kicked in. Your coffee's kicked in. You see the chat room is flying by.
It is. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. They have moved to 1345 Liberty Street. Their phone number is 244-1988. It's Doug Tooley. Puts in Dish Satellite. Does a great job. He put it in at our house, and we're really happy. He's professional. They're quick. They guarantee their work. He's a veteran. They've been in business since 1985. That's Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite, 244-1988.
Our guest this morning in the station right now is Jeff Eckelberger. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we're talking about the Spring Home and Garden Expo. Janet, congratulations. You won those two free passes with the gift certificate to the cookie jar. Come by 1326 Market Street to the station, and you will get those passes. By the way, we have... one every day, a pass for two every day that we're going to be giving away. We asked Jeff to stay over past the break because Jeff has more to share with us about what's happening at the Spring Home and Garden Expo. We were talking about Orchard Supply.
Orchard Supply Hardware. So we partnered with Orchard Supply Hardware. They're one of our sponsors, and they are going to be giving away 1,000 free plants on Saturday and Sunday. We did it last year. We did 500. This year we're going to do 1,000. So with your paid admission, you will get a free little plant.
Isn't that cute? But seriously, I mean, you know, that's kind of like, I hate
sets
to say.
Sets the tone.
Well, when you say put your money where your mouth is, Orchards, come on, they've sponsored this year, they're local.
Right.
And they're giving away 1,000 plants.
You like Orchards.
I just think it's fabulous. We get our plants there.
Well, we also have the lawn furniture. Some of our lawn furniture comes from there. We were there. Mm-hmm. And they looked at, you know, it was a good deal. In fact, it's been out there now for 3 years in all types of weather, and it is still hanging in there.
Also have a tractor display on Friday. Seniors are going to receive a free gift and antique tractor display. Share that.
So Aaron with the antique tractor display, they bring out the different tractors. It's kind of neat to see the old John Deere tractors. They have, you name it, they have every different kind. They also have engines. They'll start them up, you know, and the old engines, the way they run, are just really kind of neat to hear.
Well, they're simple, but they start and they run forever. It's antique tractors, any type of the antique cars, antique tractors, but always a lot of people just love them. We have a friend that has antique tractors. He's got a garage full of them, and if you look at him, you would never think he would have those, but he loves them.
Right, and the people who collect them, they collect them like cars.
Yeah,
the old antique tractors.
Well, we're talking about the Spring Home and Garden Expo. Of course, that's out at Shasta District Fairgrounds, and what a nice way to spend your Friday afternoon. Suppose you have your busy Saturday or Sunday. Friday it starts at 1 and goes to 6, and then of course Saturday all day from 10 to 6, and Sunday from 10 to 6 as well. Friday, we've got the seniors. They're going to receive a free gift and the antique tractor display. Saturday is Hotorama, the preview show and shine, antique tractor display as well, and the Elvis tribute from 1 to 3. I think that sounds like a gas.
Yeah, that's
maybe a whole shook up.
I imagine that you're going to have all types of deals, good deals out there, too.
Right. All the vendors out there, we have almost 200 different vendors. They're all going to have show specials. That's the beauty of a home show. You can see a lot of different people. We don't do one or two of one. It's three or four of different kinds, so you can get different prices. Actually speak with the owners of the company to see if you if that's really the person you want to go with. I mean, that's what
we
it's
are
for.
Looking for a hot tub.
And we're also looking for screen doors, and I want those roll-up kind of screen doors, and they're expensive, so I like to price something like that out.
Yeah.
People who are looking to replace or resurface perhaps their sinks, their bathrooms. We're always looking for, what can we do, without a major knockdown remodel? What can we do to just give a little facelift?
Right, and then now you can do it with your with all the flowers and the shrubbery and all that out and the around your house too. It gives it a new look.
Right, and it's going to be perfect. The season is changing. We've actually hit springtime officially yesterday. Doesn't seem like it, but we're getting ready for those nice long summer days.
That's going to be happening soon.
And before
right.
we know it, Easter's here, and it's going to be lilies everywhere. So it's just around the corner. We just have to get through the wet period, which we know that when it's wet like this, we're going to have a fabulous green spring. Mm-hmm. And plus come out and meet the experts where you get to know what's going to really work in our soil, because we may think we want this kind of plant, but it's not really great in the Redding climate.
Right.
So thank you so much, Jeff.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate the thoughts? Cookies, too.
Yeah, any last thoughts here on the expo, except that we're all going to go to it?
Yeah. What I'd like to just kind of say is that almost all the people that go there are local. So when you come to our local home show here, you are going to be your money is going to stay right here in Shasta County. Our money, the money that I collect, it stays right here in Shasta County. It helps us. We donate thousands of cookies through the cookie jar. The way we do that throughout the year is by the home show. That's our main job. But the cookie jar is just kind of extra. So we do ask that everyone comes out, support those local vendors that are here in Redding.
We can't say it any more than that. It's community that we want to support, our vendors. The money that we earn here stays here.
Right.
The more you earn, the more you spend. That's what it is. And so local vendors is somebody you can also. Here's the other good thing about it. If you've got a complaint about something you hear on the show here, people stop me or they call, or if they like something, they call us or they send us an email, and they know that they're getting to us, the owners.
We don't have to go through the chain.
That's right. That's the
thing. The buck stops here.
That's the thing. It's the if somebody's got a complaint or something doesn't work, you've got it right here. You don't have to deal with somebody that lives in New Jersey and really doesn't care less.
Right. Well, we've had that problem before where someone has come and said, hey, we were at your home show, we did this, and this person didn't follow through. We're able to, we as Popovix Productions, we'll go to that person and say, we need to make this right. So that's what we do for our community. That's why we're here. That's why it's our 32nd annual Spring Home and Garden Expo.
Well, thank you so much, and we're glad to give a great shout-out to your passion behind the community and the fact that you're focusing on local. That's what we're all about. So, Jeff, thank you, and I'm sure it's going to be a very successful weekend. People are just busting out to get out.
They are.
You know what? That's true, because this weekend is like, okay, rain's over.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much, Jeff, for being here.
All right, thank you very much.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
After the break,
we're going to do a lake update. And where all the water is, we have got tons of water they're letting out.
And on its way.
Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCBNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Okay, I was choking on that cookie. 7:55 in the morning, March the 21st. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Back on Brew, one of our favorite places. I tell you what, Espresso Joe's, this cookie we have, Jeff just brought in these cookies, it would go so well with a cup of Java from Espresso Joe's. Not only that, but then I could walk into the walk-in humidor, pick out that perfect cigar, which they have, and then I could go sit someplace by myself and smoke it.
Doesn't that sound nice?
Ooh. I'd like to ride my Harley down there, except my Harley doesn't have water wings. And speaking of water wings, Bob.
Been checking on some of the lake levels and things, and we better enjoy this respite while we have it, because lots more wet weather on the way. Don't see a real extended dry spell and through the end of the month, so we've got more on the way. Right now, Shasta Lake, 12 feet from the top. It's at 1,055 feet above sea level. Over the top of the dam is 1,067. They are releasing 37,000 cubic feet per second. But coming in, they have 42,000 as of this morning. Releases at Keswick, 40,000 cubic feet. What they're trying to do is Keswick
how
is
much
kind
is
of
that?
A catch. But
okay, 37,000 cubic feet. What is
I
that?
I can work it out to gallons. I have to grab the calculator. There's a formula to do that.
That tells me nothing.
Pile of water.
Okay. You mean it's a, as we used to say in the Marine Corps? Okay, I can't say that.
A cubic foot is 7 gallons, if I'm recalling my numbers correctly. I'll have to look that up.
So, but, and they're running behind right now.
Yeah, they are. Well, the effort right now is to get Keswick down because it's kind of the safety valve for the downstream areas. And the last thing you want to do is lose control of the flow.
Okay. Somebody's calling. Already.
Well, going to be, like he said, there's 50% chance of showers this morning with a high of 54. That's what we're going to get. And that will be the same for tomorrow. Tonight, low of 39. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards this weekend. Of course, we've got the Charles Valona Trio. You can go to AnselmoVineyards.com or call 474-5546. Ask for reservations in the music room. We'll be talking more about that later. I'm going to see if I can get Charles on Thursday night's show. But right now, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Jay. You are live on KCNR. What's up this morning?
Good morning. It was quite the weekend, wasn't it?
Woo-hoo-hoo.
I mean, Friday, you know, I got 3 inches of hail at my house, and I just looked at my wife and said, man, if this is global warming, I don't want to see global cooling. And then Saturday night, we went to the film festival, and I got to see all 3 or 4 seconds that I had in one of the short films there as an extra. So I am now an official celebrity.
Well, it's a great time at the Sundial Film Festival, as usual. They are just superb there.
You know, I really was impressed. I'm more of a man of the streets, shall we say, but I was impressed, and that sure got that theater beautiful, and it was a really nice time.
Great. So you were driving around. Do you drive on the yellow cab on the weekends?
You know, I have earned enough seniority to get the weekends off.
Okay, yeah. So you can spend it with your lovely daughter.
I can go to church and ask forgiveness for everything I did.
So what's been happening on the cab scene?
You know,
we got a minute left, so be quick.
I'll be quick. On the cab scene, you know, people are just, more and more people are with the gas prices, parking the cars, taking the cab, and doing things like that, and just heading back. But as always, the people are ready, and they're doing great. You know, we're just swinging away, doing what we do.
Well, you know, you always do. You know what? We like yellow cab, because if one of those nights when you have that extra mojito, you just have to call him. Jay or one of his minions will come running out and pick you up. So,
you know, a $15 charge is a lot less than a DUI charge.
Oh, you think, huh? Hey, Jay, thanks a lot for calling. We got a break here, my friend.
Take care.
Okay, that's yellow cabs. You know what? They are our cab company of choice here. You know?
I'm sure they were busy. I mean, we never got to discuss that on St. Patrick's Day, which was on Thursday. I mean, the time's been flying by.
Well, we got to take a break. We come back. We've got Turtle Bay. We've got a bunch of other things happening here. It's Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 on March the 21st.
It's Monday, but it doesn't really feel like Monday, does it?
No, it feels like Monday squared. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and also you can jump into our chat room, as have hundreds of others. Well, at least there's thousands of entries here. So, and good morning, Sharon and Gator and John and Sungold and Jimmy. I mean, it keeps going on and on. All right, before we get started here, when we have a caller, we're going to get right to her. We were talking about the Shasta Dam releases, about so many thousands of cubic feet. That was really boring. So this is how what it means. 277,000 gallons of water per second is being released. To put that in perspective for all you people, I know that right now are getting your old slide rules out. The average swimming pool holds 40,000 gallons. Okay, 40,000 gallons, and they're releasing 277,000 gallons of water per second. Thanks to Bad Bob, because Bad Bob likes doing those things. Okay, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. You guys sound like you're having a lot of fun there.
Well, you know what? It's Monday, you know.
Well, something kicked in because, you know, something's got to kick in with this weather.
Must have been those cookies.
How are you?
I'm good. Are you so done with this weather?
Well, you know what? It impacted on you guys yesterday. So.
I know, but that's okay. We have our archives.
Well, that's it. You know, the archives are working, and and it went out over the internet. And it's just that the tree went down. It wasn't us. Our stuff was up. It just the tree went down and hit the REU lines, which went to our transmitter.
Oh, wow. Well, lots of stuff happens in a storm, you know. So I think everybody just kind of.
That's right.
Flexible, and you do what you do.
When the wind was blowing, the dog came over and, you know, just kind of like sat on my head for an hour.
I know.
Interesting visual, Carl. Thank you.
Your dog is small. He can fit. She can fit in your lap.
That's right.
Anyway, just wanted to call and remind everybody that the Reading Tea Party meets again tonight at 2570 South Bonneville Road. That's the Bonneville Baptist Church. And tonight we're going to have Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. He's going to come in and talk about our governor's realignment proposal.
Okay, you're talking about the realignment proposal for releasing people from jails back into the county. Is that it?
Yeah. And I, you know, this is such a great opportunity for people to find out what's going on in Sacramento. You know, anytime we have Senator LaMalfa or Assemblyman Nielsen, you really need to come out. And especially in our venue, it's very cozy. It's very user-friendly. We have a great system for letting people ask their questions. So if you really want to know how things are done in Sacramento, which directly impact us here, it's such a good opportunity to come out.
Well, and, you know, Senator Nielsen and Senator LaMalfa both called our show, I don't know, a couple of times last week. They were talking about one is budget, and I think Senator's going to be talking to us a little bit more about it this week. And then Senator Nielsen was about the realignment. That people, I saw that, I think a Senator DeLeon out of L.A. said that people don't have a chance in prisons because they're not rehabilitated, but they'll do much better if they're in jails. I'm not quite sure how that works. We don't have the money to put them in there, and we've already shut down, you know, floors on the jail.
The logic escapes me.
Well, you know, it's just me, though. So, okay, Elizabeth, that's tonight, right?
Hey, Elizabeth.
Give us the address one more time.
2570 South Bonneville Road, 6 o'clock.
Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Okay, have a great day.
Right. Thanks.
Hey, we've got to take a break here. It's Carl on the Bot. When we come back,
we have Christine Lebrand and Tony Osborne
from Turtle Bay.
We'll be right back.
We're going to be talking about a big event this next
week. And other good stuff happening in Turtle Bay.
Free Fire Radio in case. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. It's 8:12 in the morning, March the 21st, and we are just...
Yep. I'm watching you.
We're draining
you.
The swamp here.
I'm watching you move as you go the home and doing all that dance and stuff. What's this portion of the show is brought to you by?
The Lumberjacks. You know what? You can get 6 dinners for under $10 there, and we're not talking... You know, like a sandwich made of just lettuce, all right? We're talking about New York steak, baby back ribs. We're talking about great dinners, including, you know, include your sides, a local business. Well, your sides, you know, like French fries and mashed potatoes and
it's so military.
Baked potato.
Include your meat and three.
Well, it is. It's great. And not only that, it's a local business. And it's owned by our neighbors here in the North State in Reading, and it's at 501 East Cypress. It's Lumberjacks. It's a great place to go to. Bob, you were just there this weekend, right? Yeah.
We had, for $22, we had basically enough for four meals, two meals each, for, you know, dinner and then breakfast the next morning. How can you beat that deal?
That's right. It's Lumberjacks. Especially 501 East Cypress. So, you know, chat pack, you're going to get together down at Lumberjacks.
Give us a call. And it's funny because you can also get those sides.
You know what? I'm going to give you a side here. I'm going to give you an aside.
Okay, let's welcome back to the program. We have a really exciting event coming up. It's the biggest fundraising event of the year anywhere. It's Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz. We're talking about Saturday night at the Reading Convention Center, and there are just a handful of tickets left. With us this morning is Toby Osborne and Christina Lederbrand. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you guys are here, and it's bright, and it's 8:15, and you guess what? You're present.
We are. We made it.
We're here.
Yeah, so we don't give you much of a choice once you walk through the door. You're either with us or out the back again.
Okay, so we all know that, you know, because we cover a lot of things that are going on locally and fundraising, and we get called to do, you know, be involved in it. What makes this event so special?
Well, I think the main thing that makes this event so special is the army of volunteers that we have put it on and the community that rallies behind us with their donations of items for the Live and Silent Auction. There's no way we could do it without them. That's what makes it so special.
Well, I will say that I emceed this for 2 years, and then last year I couldn't. I was out of town, and I will be emceeing it with Dave West, and Mark LaSalle will be the auctioneer. And Carl and I will say that I don't know where you come up with these live and silent auction items, but it is the creme de la creme.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Some of the items we have are just amazing.
It may be that this artist only does one thing a year that they donate, and it is for Turtle Bay. So the auction items are spectacular. But let's talk, while people are bidding and they're thinking and saving, and what's the money going towards? That's what we need to all get in our head.
The money goes to support the educational programs and the exhibitions at Turtle Bay. So, you know, like the museum team volunteers, the money goes to help support that. It helps to support the Little Explorers program, which is a preschool program that we have at Turtle Bay. It goes to support Charlie Rabbit and Friends, which is a program that we do in the Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. It goes to support the exhibitions like Grossology and the art exhibitions that we hold. It goes to support so many things. It's just amazing what these funds help.
These are, you know, people talk about, you know, Turtle Bay and funding and all these things. Mm-hmm. But they don't realize there's a lot of programs that you all have that to help the kids.
Are free to the public.
The public and all this. And that, you know, sometimes... you know, you want to focus on, you know, oh gosh, it cost me $5 to see this. When they, you know, what it really does, it's free for children, and many times,
like
Arborist
Day,
right,
was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And that was free to the public, and you had face painting, and music and educational lectures. And these are the kind of things that we need as a community to keep ourselves committed and connected to Earth. And I know there's people in our chat room that know what we're talking about. They walk on the trails.
Maybe not right now.
Even exactly. Right now, the diehards are walking out there. But, I mean, you know, we love to take people across the bridge. They get to see Redding in a way that here's the Sacramento River, and they're, oh, my gosh, it's embracing. Take a moment. Like, we're not just hanging out in the coffee shop. We're embracing the beautiful North State where we live right here. And so, Toby, we're going to be talking about a couple exhibits that are coming up as well. And then we're going to come back, Christina, we're going to talk about that we do have a couple auction items and some ticket raffle. Do you have to be present to win that?
Oh, no. You do not have to be present to win.
Wait till you hear about this. We got to take a break here, though. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be taking your calls to the chat. And we're going to be talking about some more Turtle Bay, Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz right after this message.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, 8:21 in the morning, March 21st. No more cookies for Carl in the morning. Hey, our phone lines there are 605-4567. Not those kind of guys. Okay. KCNR1460.com is where we're streaming, and we are chatting on that. You know, this portion of the show
World
is brought
Wide
to you
Web.
By... That's right. BNT Satellite, 244-1988, Doug Tooley. Puts in Dish Satellite, does a great job. He's been in the business since 1985, except those years he took out when he was with the 82nd Airborne. A veteran, a local. He does great work on Dish Satellite. He guarantees his work, and you can talk to a local guy. You don't call and say, I've got a little problem here, and you end up talking someplace in Indonesia. 244-1988, Doug Tooley.
Our guest this morning, Toby Osborne. And Christina Liederbrand from...
Neither from Indonesia. Not that there's anything wrong with Indonesia, but, you know, we're here local.
I've been there.
Well, from Turtle Bay. So we're going to be talking about the Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz here, the biggest fundraiser of the year, and all the donations go towards so many of the things that help with our educational programs, like some of the exhibits. And, Toby, we talked about before we start talking a little bit more about some of the auction items, let's talk about some upcoming things that are happening at Turtle Bay that these funds help put on.
Well, one great example is Grossology, which is our very fun exhibition coming this summer. It's the Impolite Science of the Human Body. Great, great exhibition for kids and families alike. And really, without the funds generated all throughout the year, with starting with Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz, membership drives and everything, we wouldn't be able to bring these large exhibitions to town. In essence, a lot of them cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring here, and you usually only see them at some of the larger cities around the country and around the world, for that matter. So it's really a coup for us to be able to bring some of these here locally and to see them here in our community.
If you did not have a chance to see the Titanic, and that was right after, it was a couple years ago, right? It was 3 years ago?
I believe it was 2007.
Just after I had moved up here, after I'd come back out of Iraq and had moved up to Reading, there was, you know, the Titanic exhibit at Turtle Bay, and I thought, and I'd seen it advertised down in, like, San Diego and these other places, so I was pleasantly surprised because I had not seen it down there to be able to see it here, and I thought, what a great exhibition that was. And you know, this is just one of the things that one of the exhibits that comes to our town that we wouldn't be able to do without Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz.
Correct. Yeah. So we had that. We had Bodies Revealed. We had a T-Rex named Sue. We have Grossology this summer. Next summer, we have a wonderful exhibition called Chocolate that comes from the Field Museum in Chicago, and it's all about the history of chocolate and how it's impacted civilizations and how it's really been a culture all throughout the world.
Impacts on civilization.
Exactly. And,
well,
and
like
what
salt.
That,
chocolate was traded, was it not?
It was, and what how it was, it really talks about, you know, down in South America and all throughout Europe and what it
the
meant
cocoa
to
industry.
Those, what it meant to that culture and to those industries.
That's right, the cocoa industry.
Exactly.
Like that. I know what it means around our house. It's prevented wars on maybe two or three occasions.
Oh, exactly.
Detente mm-hmm. has started over a box of chocolates, yes, okay.
Well, let's move on to Christina Alita Brown, and let's talk about a very exciting raffle. I know that we did buy a ticket here at Free Fire, and share it with our listeners.
Well, what we're doing this year is we're having a Gold Rush raffle in conjunction with Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz, and one lucky winner will win their choice of one of three different Azamara cruises. And the cruises are just amazing. I really wish I could buy a ticket because we have a cruise of the Greek Isles and the Turkish coast, or a cruise of Scandinavia and Russia and the Baltic, and a cruise of the French Mediterranean, Italy and France. And there's only 200 tickets total that will be sold. We only have 50 left available. Tickets are $100 each. And you can call me at Turtle Bay, and I would gladly hook you up. We're hoping to get them all sold before the night of the auction, but if there are still tickets available, there we will be selling them night of the auction.
So
as
you
well.
Don't need to attend.
Oh,
and
no.
Here's your 1 in 200 chance to
exactly.
win. And I'm not just this is these aren't just I don't mean like just because that's not to diminish a Caribbean or a Mexico cruise, but this. Is the itinerary is these are phenomenal, huge, like the Mediterranean. I mean the Turkish and the Greek Isle cruise. So we, you know, I know that I've been saving money in my piggy bank, and I decided that you know that was going to be a super present for Carl was a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
he could be one of 200, and so can you. So how would they get a hold of you for this opportunity if they can't make the event and they just still want to support?
Well, they can call me at 242-3130, and I would gladly sell them a ticket over the phone. That's
And for people that just really want to support it but know they can't go on this trip, but they really want to support Turtle Bay, we will gratefully accept your raffle ticket right here at Free Fire.
And we'll blog every day.
And we'll blog every day and tell you what a great time you should be having.
And if anybody would like to get a little bit more information on it, you can go to our website, turtlebay.org/auction, and you can download all of the information on the raffle and the auction itself.
Exactly. There's the entire itinerary of all three cruises is listed there. And I do have to say this, Azamara Cruise Lines was good enough to donate this cruise to us. And so we are really grateful to them.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes, it's a huge thing. And Azamara Cruise Lines is actually a boutique cruise line. The ships are smaller. It's much more personal. The ships only hold about 800 people. So you're not one of thousands on one of these cruise ships.
This is not a Disney cruise.
I'm not nothing against Disney.
No.
Kobe just went on one.
No, I mean, that's great with your family. That's wonderful, but there's probably no slides on the ship.
I kind of doubt it. I'm thinking this is probably a whole lot more romantic.
You don't get to dance with Mickey Mouse? Did you dance with Mickey Mouse?
I did. Many.
Are there pictures? I'm dying to see one.
I do have a few.
And this is a good time to be happy and all this, because, you know, after this weekend and this week, but we want to be happy about this weekend. But really great things happen from the at the Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz.
And there's
Help. Yeah, and we've just got like a minute. Yeah, we're going to come back on the other side and talk a little bit more. But things like, you know, there's people that have never been to Turtle Bay that are listening, and that, you know, they just haven't gone. So when we come back, we want to talk about, you know, if I go to Turtle Bay, what should I expect? I mean, really, I mean, from the time you walk in there to the, what can I expect there? I mean, I see it down there, and I go and walk, but I'm really not too sure what's going on. So we want to talk about that. We want to talk some more about our fundraiser here.
Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz.
And we also want to talk some more about some more exhibits that are coming in and things that are happening next month that that's going to be a great deal for people coming in. So that'll be after the break. We've got still about a minute left. Okay. You were just saying, Toby, that the water behind the Turtle Bay was up over the
I got an email late last night saying that the river trail that runs behind our building, so the extension from the Sundial Bridge out to the Dana to Dane downtown project, has been closed by the city.
Wow.
Due to some flooding and some the river rising. So,
well, you know, and I just heard from somebody else that knows this, is saying we haven't even hit the part where they're releasing the 55,000 cubic feet per second, which probably is over 200, that's got to be like 300,000 gallons of water per second. So, anyway. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk some more about Turtle Bay. We've got some more phone calls coming in talking about job fairs. We got a couple other things that are going to be happening. Join us after the news here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's the home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:30.
And our 1460 right here on KCNR. Yep, that's us. And good morning.
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop, where you can get a haircut, not styled. Cypress Square Barbershop that gives a break on the price to veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, great prices, discounts to veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. You're not going to find styling gel or blow dryers there. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's where I go to get my haircut. Our guests today are from Turtle Bay.
Toby Osborne, Christine Liederbrand. We were discussing, would you guys stay with us? Because we've got calls coming in, so we're going to kind of integrate everything today. We've got a caller coming in. Jim is going to be talking about the EDD fair. Let's go to the phones. Jim, welcome to the program this morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
We're great.
You want calling in?
All right.
Tell us about the job fair.
Well, as we talked about last Friday, it is scheduled for tomorrow morning at 9 p.m. It will be running till 4 p.m. It'll be at the Veterans Memorial Hall over there next to the old post office on Yuba Street. If you're seriously looking for work, come prepared. Bring a resume application. If you're unsure about your resume or your application, we have workshops that will be going on all day long that will help you out. And you would be prepared to be interviewed by employers. Some will be hiring right away, and some will be hiring in a month or two.
Okay, now this is for anybody that's looking for a job. You've got a lot of employers there. They're ready to hire right now. Is that correct?
That's correct, Carl.
Well, and if people have problems, gosh, you know, I haven't updated my resume. I'm not really sure what should be in it. Gosh, and I just... You're going to have people that are going to help them do that, right?
That's what the workshops will cover, you bet. And if we need one-on-one counseling, we'll also have that available for them.
Well, I think this is great. This is something that I know people around here need and need some help with it. And if we have employers there, can you give me an idea who some of the employers are?
I haven't got the list, but we're going to have at least four of them from the recreation industry. We've got some from retail, and we also got some from the employment agencies. The list isn't going to be finalized until tonight. That's when they're going to give it to me. So I'm still a little bit in the dark on some of them.
Okay.
But we'll have approximately, the last count I got last Friday was we're pushing up over 40 employers.
Okay, now we've got over 40 employers coming in, and so people that are interested in working at just, you know, show up down there ready to go to work the next day. Is that right?
That's exactly right. There's something else that we're going to have. We're going to have three of the veteran service agencies and groups there to answer any questions any of the veterans might have, maybe help direct them on where they can get additional services as well as jobs.
That's great. Hey, Jim, thank you so much, and thanks for EDD for putting on this job fair.
Thank you. We've got a lot of partners, and we get it every year. Carl, thanks for your support and talking to us.
Well, you know what? I can't think of anything else that a community radio station like Free Fire, KCNR, would do except to support our community and help people find jobs. Because I tell you, you know, without jobs, I think slow down a little bit.
Quite a bit.
Thank you,
okay,
Jim.
Carl, you and Linda have a good day.
Thanks, you
thank
too.
You, thank you very much.
Hey,
thank you.
While we were taking a call from Jim about the EDD fair, I was checking out the chat room. You know, we've got the folks from Turtle Bay here, and they're just bragging on the turtles, the otters. Actually, somebody said they saw an otter. What's happening out on the river trails, and I think somebody said something about, about something that they, let me go, Waldo, where's Waldo's campaign? Kids would love it. So, see, people are, they are weighing in. They've been there, people, and those who are listening on their way to work, maybe they've not been. We're really encouraging you to get involved, because this is, this helps enrichen our North State, our community, is to have these wonderful exhibits, a place for people to be educated, our children to be educated, even ourselves to be educated. And Christina Lederbrand is here for about Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz, and we were talking about this weekend's biggest fundraiser for Turtle Bay. What are some of the auction items that we can just throw out there for those, encourage those to buy those last tickets?
We have an amazing variety of auction items, live and silent. One of the new live auction items we have is a donation from the Schrader Planetarium. It's a planetarium party for up to 65 people called Cowboy Astronomy. It's a show based on the stars from the point of view of an amateur cowboy astronomer, and also there's another show in conjunction with that. We have dinners at local celebrities' homes, including you and Carl.
Are we celebrities?
Yeah, I think so.
We have a home.
We have a home. We're donating paella dinner there for eight people.
We have some amazing items. We have a Tahoe retreat. You can win 4 days and three nights at a family compound up in Lake Tahoe on the lake. You have
a coastal retreat, too.
We have a coastal retreat. You can win a private, I believe it's 5 days and four nights at a home in Trinidad.
I've heard that place is absolutely spectacular.
We also have some items that you can only get at the Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz. We have something that's proved to be really, really popular. It's called A Night in the Museum, and it's exactly what it says it is. It's a sleepover for 10 kids and two adults in the museum, and it's a great fun. It's a really popular item. I've done it myself several times, and it is always so much fun to see everything behind the scenes and after hours.
And see, that's exactly what we're talking about here, Christina, is to share this with our listeners, that it's the volunteers and the people who support the museum that come up with these wonderful item, auction items, such as a sleepover in a museum. I mean, you know, I don't think your general museums in big cities, I haven't heard of the Crocker in Sacramento doing a sleepover at the museum. So this is one of those hands-on, and that's the beautiful thing about Turtle Bay, is
exactly
how it's so educational for children with your hands-on, fix it, and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's happening in April. We're going to finish up about the different things going on. Our chat room is going on. What about the otters? They've seen otters down there by Turtle Bay and otters and minks and all the different things, the turtles, all the stuff that's available out there at Turtle Bay. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on here in KCNR. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460 and chatting, 8:43 in the morning, March the 21st. Good morning.
Looking at scattered showers this morning with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. Some of the storms could produce small hail. That's happening today, mostly cloudy with a high near 54. 50% chance of showers this evening with a low of 39. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, inside of Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's, home of our favorite coffee. And, of course, go say hello to Shelley and Joe. Great supporters of our community as well.
That's right. They support the veterans. They support everybody in the community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, that's Tobacco and Brew. You know, and small hail, you know, when we say small hail, that's kind of a relative term. Small hail when you're sitting inside the house looking at it, it's kind of lovely. It's come down, it's bouncing and all that. Small hail when you're riding your Harley across the plains of Wyoming becomes a completely different story. And small hail then becomes little pellets that enter your body, you know, at 85 miles an hour. So
well,
I guess it's relative.
Night, yeah. After Richard Simmons, I came out and the hailstorm hit. And I had black, you know, black high heels on, and so I was taking those little baby steps with the, I'm trying to find my car, which is behind, of course, the Cascade, and then driving home, it just hit and it stuck. So you had like a white, you know, blanket of hail. So I know a lot of people were hit hard. And that was a, but you know what? We'll take it. It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
All right. Now back to Turtle Bay. All right. You know, if somebody
speaking
goes,
of weather,
if somebody goes to Turtle Bay for the first time, Toby. And you walk in. What do you? I mean, what should they be looking for? What should they expect?
Well, they're going to get a good snapshot of Redding's history, the natural history that we have here in the area. Depending on where you go first, you can walk through a replica of Shasta Caverns, which is a really nice, unique experience. And then you come upon what I think is the most picturesque part of the museum, and that's our aquarium, which represents the Shasta, the river as it flows through, coming out of the dam and down through the river, and then shows the fish and the habitat, what inhabits our river. And then we have lots of other great history of the early settlers of Redding, some of the furs, some of the gold trade that happened here in the area. And then we always have at least two traveling exhibitions that promote arts and natural resources. Our great exhibition right now, Sustainable Choices, which really tells us how we can use our natural resources but not use them too much to promote for future generations. And then we have over in our Paul Bunyan Forest Camp, we have a really unique look at the history of logging and how logging really built up this area here. And then while you're over there, it's always really fun. We have a lot of natural wildlife and our animals. We have Spike the porcupine, Anali the fox, a lot of birds, and we're getting ready to open up our parrot playhouse this summer, which is going to feature lorikeets, which is going to be really fun.
Now, how much does it cost to join Turtle Bay?
It costs $80 to join Turtle Bay, and I think it's really for all you people out there that
is that a family? Is that
that's
a
for a family membership?
A family.
So that's two adults named on the card, and up to four children that they can bring with them.
Well, and you know, really, we say up to four children, but I mean, if you have like eight kids in your family and they're all under the age of 18, then they are covered on your family membership. Just let us know. So I mean,
yeah,
that
you're coming.
Very,
hey, I've got six kids instead of four. Right,
exactly.
Okay.
We are very family oriented. So when we say it's a family membership, we mean it's a family membership.
And it's really the most affordable way to see Turtle Bay. If you're going to come in more than once a year, you should have a family membership. And then as we talked about the last time I was in, there's so many reciprocal membership organizations around the country where you get half-price membership or half-price off your admissions or free admissions. And you just we have that right on our membership page on our website. So it's really a great way for families to not only see our museum, but to see plenty of others around the country.
I know of a woman who moved up to Redding from the Southern California area with a six-year-old daughter. And every weekend, this is what she did, or more than once a week, maybe twice a week, she had her daughter at Turtle Bay. Because there's also interactive, besides just the exhibits, there's classes that happen
mm-hmm.
that where
mm-hmm.
they have people teaching not only children, but adults on just various things. I can't come. Oh, maybe, for example,
Well, we have Little Explorers, which is on Thursday, which is great for that 2 to 5 year old families with, or grandmothers bringing their grandkids in, or parents bringing their kids in. Really a lot of fun hands-on arts and crafts, which is a great opportunity to get the kids, specifically in the winter, get them out of the house when it's raining and get them into the museum where it's warm and dry. And then we also have Family Second Saturday every month, which is a really great event for families where we do something educational, really hands-on educational. Coming up next month, it's all about eggs, which is great and fitting. And it was really fun 2 years ago when we did that previously. We saw how many telephone books you can stack on a bunch of eggs before the eggs would break, and I believe it was like 18 or 19.
Wow.
It just really shows the strength of the eggs from the outside, but from the inside, it's not very strong at all. So it really represents like what a bridge or what architecture does. So it's very similar to that. So
now, supposedly you can take an egg and hold it a certain way in your palms and squeeze as hard as you can and it won't break. Mm-hmm. But if you just move it just a little bit, of course, you'll get it all over you. You know, and you know what you just said too is, I mean, it's starting to rain again outside and all over town, it looks like. What a great place to bring the kids to. I mean, if you've had it finally, you know, you said, and let them see what's going on
exactly,
at the exhibits.
Exactly. Yeah. We have families that come in. I first started out at Turtle Bay as a volunteer and worked Wednesday mornings, and we used to have families that would, moms that would bring their play groups in every Wednesday morning with their kids just to come to Turtle Bay and do things. And so it's a great place to bring your kids.
More educational than the mall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. More. Definitely.
Not that the mall's bad, but let's see.
If you're looking for an educational atmosphere, perhaps.
Exactly.
Of course, there's a lot of learning going on down at the mall.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up and talk about the great fundraiser this weekend.
Our
and talk about the last thing. And the other thing that's going on in April here with the watershed.
Our guests are Toby Osborne and Christina Lita Brown from Turtle Bay. We'll be right back.
Back to the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl Lindabad. It's 6:08. The home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl Lindabad. It's 8:53. Our last segment. We want to talk real quick about the grand jury. Let's just go to the phones. Okay, grand jury meeting tonight. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, tell us where.
It's at the Reading Library, 5:30.
And this is a great opportunity for people if you want to be on the grand jury. You're live on the air right now. It's
a great
opportunity for people to come on the air and, I mean, come in and help and see what the grand jury is about. Is that right?
Right. To find out about it, to have your questions answered, get some idea of what it's about and whether it's a great opportunity for you.
That's great. Okay, that's tonight, 5:30. The library.
At the Reading Library, so hope to see you there.
Okay, hey, thank you so much for the phone call.
Okay.
Thanks. You bet.
Thanks, Carl.
It's the Turtle Bay Auction this weekend, of course, Saturday, March 26th. There's just a handful of tickets left. You can call Christina at
242-3130.
And the evening begins at 5:30 with the silent auction. There's all kinds of raffles. Are fabulous, too, high-end raffles. There's one thing. Gold Mart did a local business donated a big...
I just wanted to mention Gold Mart. Gold Mart has approached us, and they are now our official jeweler of Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz, and they have generously donated a 10.5-carat amethyst briolette necklace on an 18-carat gold white 16-inch chain. I've seen pictures of it. I haven't seen it in person, but it is to die for.
Is that a live auction
that
item?
That is a live
Happy
auction
birthday
item.
And you have a lot of silent
me.
Auction.
Yes, we have over 160 silent auction items, including four items from the Gold Mart.
Okay.
We have a 14-karat gold ladybug enamel bracelet, a white gold and diamond butterfly pendant. It's just amazing how generous Gold Mart has been to us this year. So
that's
I just
great.
Really wanted to thank them.
160 silent auction items, and
exactly.
Then how many live auctions?
We have 35 live auction items this year.
And, of course, the big raffle for a cruise in the Mediterranean to Turkey, to the Greek Isle, Scandinavia, and Russia.
Yes.
Baltic voyage and Italy and France voyage.
Exactly. One lucky winner will win their choice of one of those three cruises. We only have about 50 tickets left, so call me. Let's get you entered. There's only 200 total tickets, so the odds are really, really good for that one lucky winner.
Well, thank you for being our guest today. We thought it was important enough to give time to really talk about where, you know, there's so many varieties of fundraising things going on, events going on, and where really get a picture of where the funds are going for this, the biggest auction of the year, Turtle Bay, and the education and what Turtle Bay does for our community. It was really important to really bring light to that today. We have a few minutes left. We promise tomorrow we're going to get into a lot of things that are going along, the headlines. We know you all are really wanting to get into, like,
let's talk, Olivia. Let's talk about a lot of things going on that's happening in our country, in our state, and, of course, our city. Later on this week, we're going to be talking veterans issues, some of the events coming up for that. We're going to be talking about, again, you know, conservation issues that are coming on that we want to talk about, too, which Turtle Bay is big on conservation. We just got the week filled up. We're going to be talking medical issues, health issues. When we say medical and health, we're talking about the impact that new plans can have on your health if they go as they're being advertised right now. Just got a full week here. And then, of course, we're going to have, like, as many of you all have asked for, is just an open line day where it's what you want to talk about, totally. And you bring up the subject, and we'll rock and roll from there.
Sounds good to me. You know, we're seeing it in the chat room. We just want to hear it over the waves. We're going to open up some space for you guys to just let it go.
Okay, now, let's talk a little bit about the it's starting to rain out there again. And, Bob, one more time about the about whether it's moving in. You're watching it on the computer.
Yes, well, my personal meteorologist says don't look for any dry spells until maybe the end of the month. So we've got a couple of more, at least one more week of this, off and on rain, more snow up in the mountains. Currently, Shasta Dam, roughly 12 feet from the top. They're holding it at that level, so they've got a little bit of reserve there. Release at Keswick, 40,000 cubic feet per second. Flood level is generally considered to be about 55,000, so we've got a little room to work with there. But and just a reminder, for people who want to go down to the river and look and take pictures and get YouTube videos, whatever, use a little prudence, because every year one or two people get swept off downstream, and they don't find them till June. Okay? You know, just be prudent.
Okay. You know, one of the things also we want to talk about is what's going on in Japan and the tragedy that's going on over there. It appears that today they found traces of radiation in milk and food in around
not
the area.
Not to scare
there.
Anybody.
Not, but that in Japan, not here. We're still having the plumes coming across. They're still being measured. I think the first measured radiation has hit Sacramento. But again, in doses so small, it is no harm to you. Of course, I'm not exactly sure how they measure these things, but we want to catch up on that. We want to catch up on how what's happening in the world again. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's the home of Free Fire Media. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Coming up, Dennis Miller.
Which are you?
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. You're listening to Kay Shasta. KCNR.
Shasta Redding.